Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right. Today in Washington, the House will deliver the impeachment article against former President Donald Trump to the Senate. That officially will launch trial proceedings set for next week. Joining us right now, ABC News Capitol Hill reporter Ben Siegel to tell us a little bit more about what's going to happen. Good morning, Ben.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. So how's this all going to play out after the articles are delivered?
So here's what we know, that this article, Democrats in the House, the impeachment managers will walk this article over to the Senate Monday evening, probably right before 7 p.m., and that'll trigger the start of the formal proceedings for the Senate trial that we know will begin in earnest the week of February 8th. But here's what we don't know: how long this trial will be, whether we will see witnesses, and whether we will see a debate prompted by some Republicans about whether there even should be a trial. There's several Republicans who think because Donald Trump is no longer in office, he can't be convicted. They can force a vote on that. So we could see that as really the first order of business when things kick off later in February as well.
Yeah, there hasn't really been a clear indication as to what the outcome of this trial would be, has there?
There hasn't been. And I think one of the big questions hanging all over all of this is Republican leader Mitch McConnell. Which direction is he leaning? How will he vote in terms of conviction or acquittal for former President Trump? And I think once we have the answer to that question, which we might not have until this is all said and done, that'll give us a really clear sense of whether or not there are those 17 votes needed to convict Republican votes in the Senate to convict former President Trump.
Yeah, because the conviction, because he's a former president, doesn't necessarily carry any weight, although there are those that indicate that maybe this would prevent him from seeking election in 2024.
That's right. If he is convicted by the Senate, that sets up another vote, a majority vote, instead of a two-thirds vote on whether or not to bar him from holding office in the future. And Democrats say that's one of the reasons why they need to move forward with this process. Yes, even though he can't technically be removed, the conviction and barring him from holding office in the future is something that they're seeking. And they're hoping right now that enough Republicans join them. We don't know if that's the case yet, but that could become clearer in the coming weeks.
The former president, too, as I understand it, Ben, is still putting his legal defense together. He doesn't even have his legal team in place yet, is that right?
That's right. He has one lawyer, South Carolina attorney named Butch Bowers, who is someone who is close to Senator Lindsey Graham. He's the first lawyer to join the president's team, but he's having trouble filling out the rest of that roster. He doesn't have the White House counsel's office or the same stable of personal lawyers who defended him while he was president of the United States, and that's been a real challenge to try to fill that out. One of the reasons why this trial, the start of the trial, the arguments was delayed, was to give him more time to mount a defense, and we expect him to use that time to scramble to maybe find some more attorneys to help argue his case in the Senate.
It's going to be fascinating to watch this all play out. History to be made later today. Ben, we'll be listening for your reports. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.